right now, some things are being highlighted, and you've probably already realized this, but it's really being highlighted. Who are the lucky ones? Who's been able to pivot their business? Who's actually even in an industry where they could potentially pivot their business? And that's, if you ask me, all coaches, consultants, and personal trainers. Every single one of those people could pivot their business, and the coaches and consultants were probably already online. Personal trainers, not so much, but they do change people's lives. So now they've spent the last few weeks learning profusely how to figure out Zoom, how to go on Facebook Live, and how to deliver material to their clients, free and paid. Now, if you're not already doing some paid, then you need to start doing some paid. And this bit of information is really to help you figure out how to take it to the next level, because it's not just about turning on Zoom. It's not just about turning on Facebook Live. And yes, pretty soon your business might go back to the fact that it can be all 100% face-to-face, and then you'll just be normal and comfortable in your little bubble, and that will be totally fine if you have any clients to go back to, if you haven't already been made redundant and put into bankruptcy because of the current financial situation of the entire world. So this kick up the butt is really due to the fact that it is your responsibility to be able to sell your services online or with your eyes closed door to door if you really, really needed to. But it's really not that hard, because it's not door to door with your eyes closed. It's not door to door with your eyes closed at all. It's just that it feels that way because we look at it like it's an object that is just unconquerable and we can't go there because we don't know what to do. And oh my goodness, I have tried that before and I did this before, and do I still have to write an ebook? And people come to me and they come to me with faith, and I'm not really sure how to click the screen, and I like training people face to face better. That's better. I don't want to sell myself online. Now, they're all thoughts that have been through my head before. They're all thoughts that I hear people say to me as well. They're not the thoughts and the actions of the trainers who've pivoted quick enough to be successful. And they're certainly not the thoughts and actions and behaviors of the coaches that I've worked with that are already selling things at a higher level and always have been and continue to this day. And that's the stuff that you need to emulate. What am I talking about? I'm talking about being able to differentiate yourself from the crowd. I'm talking about being able to stand out. I'm talking about you being the one in a gazillion that is online at the moment, where somebody sees your thing and they resonate with you so deeply that they want to do your stuff. And that stuff that they're then allowed to do is not $10 or $20 or $30, because it's life transformative stuff. So in the back end, you obviously need a higher offer, as well as your 5 cent, 10 cent, $10 thing that you're currently selling, because you can't just do that, especially when you're actually trying to make some money and you're the only coach that you've got and your genius is in rapidly transforming people's lives and healths and bodies for the better, yet you just offer something that's $10. Well, that's great. So we really have to get over the money and being able to be worth it. And honestly, apart from the mindset work, the thing that really does rip the band-aid off for that stuff is starting to tell people that you charge this thing and that you have this thing. And I'll never forget the first conversation where I had with a client where she was in America and I was in Australia, and it was a Skype call. I haven't used Skype for years. And I was presenting something that was $3,000. Now, she said no, and it didn't matter. I was so excited. I was in the car while I did the call. I was parked at this on the side of the road for a very long time. But at the time of saying it, after I got off the phone to her, even though she said no, and she reached back out to me for help later with something else, so it's fine. I gave her a good experience, right? But I felt every cell in my body change from that day. It was as if I claimed it from the universe and it was mine, and that's what it was. And yes, people enrolled at that level afterwards for that price, and in the not too soon future after that day, actually, in the not too soon future at all. And then it just went on from strength to strength to strength, because you get busy in that thing and then the price can go up, right? Now, at the same time as doing that, I was still running group sessions where people could do one session a week for $30, two sessions a week for $55, three for $75, four for $95. Or they could do one-on-one sessions for $110 or $90, depending on what was going on in the session and how long it went for. And that was with me. And one of the contractors at the time was either $60 or $70 for one-on-one sessions. And That's just to give you the comparative rate. Now, there were all those offers going on, and yet people were still doing this $3,000 12-week online thing with me. Why? Because they weren't able to see me in the gym. They were people that didn't live nearby. And who knows why? But they know why. I still, to this day, am always a little bit shocked and surprised that people do want to hear my stuff and they're getting stuff out of my stuff, you know? But I guess I'm sharing that with you guys because it's not that I'm not certain I don't know my stuff, because I do, and I know that it helps tremendously with people when they implement the advice. But my point is, if you're questioning yourself that, why would I ever be able to create something like that? No one would ever pay me. The fact is that there's never going to be any evidence for that unless you open your mouth and present the thing to begin with. So that's actually the first step, and it's pretty much the only step that you need to take. But let's come back to the fact that it is actually your responsibility to be able to sell, because if not, you are, let's face it, going to end up on government benefits, and then you will be the responsibility of the taxpayer. So it is really taking the utmost responsibility. It is taking the highest position as possible, as the highest position possible as a human being. It's very, very basic stuff. It is beyond our responsibility, I think. It's just that, okay, sometimes there's a few barriers in the way, especially if you're a female and you're in business and it's the first generation that we've earned money, blah, blah. I know all that stuff. I get it. I'm a chick as well. And actually, it's probably the second generation in my family that we've earned money. Maybe that's why it's a little bit easier for me, because my mum did work her bottom off. And my mum and dad owned their own business. So I watched them work really hard. I also watched them work really hard from 4 o'clock in the morning. And even though I was a trainer for 20 years as well and did get up around 5 o'clock in the morning for a very long time, I've never enjoyed the early morning starts, but I loved what I did. And they were in a taxi cab business. They did, my parents, and they did not love what they did, but they did it and they worked really hard. So, okay, I might have discipline and a work ethic, but I sure as hell knew right from the outset, because I did information technology when I got out of school. That was the first thing I did. But I knew right from the outset that there's no way I was going to continue in that career. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. And it just made going to work so extremely hard, and it really didn't come naturally. So as soon as, anyway, I ended up hurting my back and getting trained as a personal trainer, and just had so many light bulb moments. I loved going to work from then on. So I knew that that was my thing. Then in the second decade of being a personal trainer, I really figured out and paid a shit ton of money to people to actually help me learn how to market properly. And that's when things changed. I learned how to market. I learned how to create different offers and packages, because I learned what I was missing. And that's what I'd love to be able to help you do as well. So somewhere near this audio, I'll make sure there is a link to a new short, quick, rapid fire, how to stand out to be the one in a gazillion in the online world at the moment. Because I know if you're anything like me, you're a coach that's very, very good at what you're doing, but you're not great with the marketing stuff. So this is for you. You know how to transform people, but you have no idea how to do tech. You might have already gone online with your sessions, but so what? If anything, it's just really magnifying the fact that you don't stand out online now at all, because everybody's online. So what do you do? So what do you do is quite a big story, but you really need to learn to stand out. And if you don't learn to invest in yourself now, then you may actually end up facing going to benefits from the government. I have been there before. I went into that office once when I became a single mother and vowed that I would never ever return. It was an incredibly emotional day. I remember most people in there had no teeth. I was not going back. So right now you get to make the choice. Just simply, what are you not available for? And what is it that you actually want? And that's all you have to do is choose. And I will see you on the other side.